One organisation that is deeply involved with the World Day of the Sick is the Sovereign Order of Malta, which made it its mission over 900 years ago to serve the sick, the needy, and the most disadvantaged in society. Its official title is actually the Sovereign Military Hospitaller Order of St. John of Jerusalem of Rhodes and of Malta. And I happen to know it operates all over the world with programmes of medical and social assistance, disaster relief in the case of war and natural catastrophes, emergency services, help for the elderly, the handicapped, and for children in need, as well as providing first aid training and support for refugees and internally displaced persons, regardless of their race, origin, or religion. The organisation has its headquarters here in Rome, and although it's a very sad and difficult time for all who belong to the order because of the death last week of the Grand Master, Fra Andrew Berti, the Grand Hospitaller, or someone I would think of as the order's Minister of Health, agreed to talk to me about the Knights of Malta. Also because he said, it's a way of paying tribute to the Knight's much-loved and mournful leader.
I'm Albrecht Böselager. I'm the Grand Hospitaller of the Order of Malta. That means I have the function and duty to supervise and coordinate the humanitarian and medical relief actions of the Order worldwide.
The Grand Hospitaller confirmed the Order's deep involvement with this World Day of the Sick and with one of its themes.
We celebrate very much. This year is the 150th anniversary of the apparitions in Lourdes. And the Order is very much connected with Lourdes.
In what way?
We have an international annual pilgrimage every first weekend in May. And that's, one can say, the central event, to use this modern word, for the Order each year, because members come together from all parts of the world bringing handicapped and sick people to Lourdes. And so one can say is Lourdes is a kind of spiritual center for the Order.
It's also the theme of the World Day of the Sick this year. Let's go back a little bit. Will you tell me about the Order and what is your mission?
The Order's mission is expressed very comprehensively in the Latin words tuitio fidei et obsequium pauperum, which means witnessing and defending the faith and caring for the poor and the sick. The Order was founded in Jerusalem more than 900 years ago to care for sick pilgrims. So the care for pilgrims is the original task of the Order, which the Order, as I told you before, also today is carrying out.
In the sense you still have a big hospital in Jerusalem?
We have nothing in Jerusalem for the moment, but we have a hospital, a maternity hospital in Bethlehem, where about 3,000 babies are born every year. And that's something which is very close to our hearts, because to have a maternity in Bethlehem is something very symbolic.
And what about the rest of the world? And how many countries are you? How many people work with you? And what kind of work exactly do you do?
We are active in around 120 countries. The activities differ very much according to the standards and the needs of the countries. Obviously, they are very different in Europe from Africa, for instance. In Europe, we have, one can say, two core activities. One is that under the leadership of our national associations, we have created volunteer corps or volunteer groups who do first aid, ambulance services, but also social services like visiting sick people, caring for terminal ill people, holiday camps with handicapped people, and so on. And the other side is running of hospitals, homes for the elderly, and homes for handicapped people.
If I'm not mistaken, most of your members are lay people, but you have a very strong connection to the church.
The Order of Malta is a religious order of the Catholic Church. In fact, it's the fourth oldest order of the church. So, insofar, it's connected to the church as any other, or it's part of the church. On the other side, the order is a special institution because it has a second nature. It's a sovereign entity of international law, and the Grand Master is recognized as a sovereign, like a head of state. And the order has diplomatic relations with about 100 countries, and in so far we are independent.
I know that Pope Benedict XVI did visit your hospital here at La Magliana. It was quite a momentous event, I think.
I think that was a very moving moment for all of us, and providentially it was 2 days after he published his new encyclical, and I think visiting a hospital just after the publication of an encyclical dealing with hope was very significant to us.
You've been around for more than 900 years, so I presume you're very far-reaching in your vision as well. What do you foresee for the near future for the Order of the Knights of Malta?
I think there's nothing spectacular, but I think that the growth of the activities of the Order will continue, because the number of volunteers and also members is still growing. We have about 1,200 members and about 80,000 permanent volunteers worldwide at the moment, but the number is growing. And we are also more and more involved in developing countries. Mostly we go in in a crisis, either natural disaster or armed conflicts, to help the people, and then we stay in these countries and support rehabilitation work and even development aid.
The Grand Hospitaller, Albrecht Beslager, took pains to stress one special asset that he says gives the Order of the Knights of Malta extra strength in its mission to serve.
In crisis areas, I think we have one asset which is very special to the Order of Malta. We are recognized as an absolute independent entity, independent from any political influence, from any economical influence, which allows us to have access to situations where almost nobody else can go. That requires that in many cases we work very discreetly, but even in the recent past made it possible that we were able to help people which could not have help from anybody else. And for instance, in Eastern Congo, an area of conflict for many, many years, there are entire districts which are only accessible by our people. Even if government people from Congo wish to visit their people, they have to join us.
He also pointed to the work the Order of Malta manages to carry forward in Islamic countries.
We are active in many Muslim countries, in the Near East, Orient, Iraq, Afghanistan also, Indonesia. My experience is, in most of the countries, people and organizations like us, not hiding their Christian foundation, are very, very respected, because those people respect people of faith more than people who have no religious background. Of course, that's different in very fundamental environments, but it allows us to work even closely with Islamic organizations in many countries. And for instance, in Lebanon, we have clinics in all parts of the countries, one in a very Shiite region, and in the clinic we have Shiite women working, wearing our cross.
Much had been said about the order and its activity, nothing at all about the man behind the mic. So I asked him a very personal question. personally, what has being part of this order, what has it given you? How do you feel enriched by it?
To be a member of the order is a vocation. And I think most people get this vocation while caring for sick or handicapped people. It's the charisma left to the order by its founder to see the Lord in the sick. And traditionally, the sick people are addressed in the order as our Lord, the sick, because we see the Lord in the sick. And the experience, the real experience of this, or the encounter with the Lord while serving the sick, I think that's what brings people into the order, and that happened to me. Thank you.